company is 20 crores, which is the company's valuation. This cap table represents the company's shareholding after funding. Hence, this is called the post-money cap table. On your screen right now, you can see both the pre- and the post-money cap tables. These simple tables are capturing all shareholding details of the company before and after funding. You are now ready to start creating your company's cap tables. Hi, welcome to FundEnable's course on investment deal structuring. In the last course, we learned how to find valuation using the transaction comparable method. Now imagine you propose a valuation number, but your investor do not agree to it. Then what should you do? Do you walk away from the deal? Well, if there is money on the table, you should try your best to arrive at a common ground. This is where certain innovative structures and instruments can come to your rescue. In this course, we will study these structures which play a very vital role in closing a deal faster. By the use of these structures, the determination of valuation happens not today but at some point in the near future based on an event such as future revenue or next round of funding. Let's begin. In this course, we have studied CCD and the convertible notes in depth. We would like to point out that the best way to close a transaction with the investor is to agree upon a valuation and percentage shareholding upfront. Opt for the CCD or the convertible method only when there is a disconnect between you and your investor on the valuation number. Go for the CCD when you are confident about making revenue in the coming year. This is because the valuation in CCD is dependent on the actual revenue you make in the next year. If you underperform on the revenue front, you will end up giving more stake to the investor. Convertible notes are the way to go when you are confident about raising the next round of capital in the next 18 to 12 months. As the valuation here is dependent on the subsequent funding rounds, we hope this course enables you to make the right decision when it comes to closing a round of funding. Thank you. Here are 11 standard terms, rights, and clauses.